This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Can't believe you didn't say hi to Hammer. I would believe that I didn't say hi to Hammer.
What do you mean?
At Nordstrom yesterday.
Oh, I know.
But I can't believe that you didn't
do it. I know. I just didn't want to bug him.
You're not bugging me.
I know. I feel bad now.
I need distractions at work.
All right. And I'm usually the guy that always does. I text you and say, hey, I'm here. And I didn't want to feel like I was bugging him.
I do understand that you had left him in like an hour prior.
Yes, like an hour before. I just seen him. If it was a Saturday or Sunday, I'm coming by to give you a bro hug.
But it's not like we hang out that much.
That's true.
I'm true. Out there.
You're right. I'm wrong.
I love that. All right. So before I got super into all this Aaron Hernandez stuff, I was diving into the Star Wars lifestyle.
Right.
And
the lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle. I mean, if you're going to do the Star Wars correctly, you got to make it a lifestyle. And there's one thing in Star Wars, I think, that we've all watched the movie and was like, yo, I really wish that was real.
Okay.
The lightsaber.
Oh, God, yeah.
If we could get the lightsaber in real life, how incredible would that be?
Extremely dangerous.
I get that, but like, a lot of things in this world are dangerous, but if we could use that for, like, I don't know, battles going on, it'd be insane. We could be, you can't defeat us. I don't know.
I mean, I'd rather have a gun. You pull out a lightsaber, I shoot you, you're dead.
But if they shoot at the lightsaber, they defend, like, they can shoot off the bullets
if
and
you're
ricochet.
I don't think it's going to help you that much unless you're a Jedi.
If you
Hammer.
Gave Ben a lightsaber and then went 50 paces down the road and shot a 38 at him.
It would be like the scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark
where
the guy comes with the sword and
he just goes.
And then Indiana Jones just pulls out the pistol.
Yeah, just shoots him.
Blows him away.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't think it would work.
So maybe that wouldn't work, but what is fake that doesn't exist that you've seen maybe on TV that you wish existed in real
life? I know instantly the answer to this one.
Nice.
Instantly the answer to this one. I would like a Star Trek transporter device so I could be beamed wherever I want and wouldn't have to like drive, no traffic, anywhere, just instantly one place to another. You know, dematerialized, rematerialized.
That is genius.
The beam me up bit is fantastic.
Yeah.
Beam me to work.
Yes, beam me to work.
Beam me home. Beam me to the baseball game.
Yep.
Beam me to Pepco Park on a Friday night for a ball game.
Well, I've always said the age-old question, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? Transportation. Just transport.
The ability to transport would be, God, it would be fantastic. It would really be fantastic. So what thing have you seen that you wish was real?
Yeah. You could even go into cartoons.
I got nothing, man.
Nothing?
I mean, nothing. I mean, like, that's pretty amazing. Invisibility is amazing.
I always thought the one thing that we were promised, like, what, 20 years ago when
flying
we were watching
cars.
The Jetsons, a hovercraft even.
Yeah, I don't know that I want many flying cars around. As crappy a driver, I can't imagine they're better pilots.
And can you imagine an accident up in the air?
Up in the air, yeah, you're dead.
Because everything falls to the ground,
of course,
too.
And then it kills people on the ground. It's never going to happen. Everyone needs to get the flying car out of their head.
But a hovercraft. That is more reasonable. I feel like it's better on gas for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Me neither. But in my head, when I'm thinking of hovercrafts, they're really good for the
But they stay low to the ground, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like cars with no wheels.
Elevation is maybe 2 to 3 feet.
I'm in on that. I can get behind that.
Right. But if you had the transporter, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, if you could just transport, you wouldn't need any of that crap.
Any sort of hovercraft or flying car or any other device.
Yeah.
Just one place to the other.
I'm in on that.
Without having to worry about it. Like during the break, I could beam home. If I forgot something, I'm going to go grab something out of my fridge at home.
You forgot your lightsaber.
Beam right back.
Yeah, beam right back. I like that. It's an interesting Hammer time today.
Stop. Hammer time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.